The Masters, golf's first major championship of the year, begins this morning. And the golf course looks different than it did when Tiger Woods won his second Masters a year ago. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Alex.
All the pre-tournament talk has been about this revamping of the golf course. Why do they do that, and why does it matter so much to golfers?
Well, the Lords of Augusta decided last year that they were sick and tired of seeing not only Tiger Woods, but most of the players reaching all the par fives in two shots, reaching the par fours with nine irons and wedges. The golf course was built in the early 1930s, and with the power of today's player and the technology in the golf clubs and in the golf ball, it had just become too short. So they brought in the great designer Tom Fazio, and they said, fix this. And what Fazio has done is he's lengthened 9 of the 18 holes, adding almost 300 yards to the golf course. But beyond that, he's changed a lot of the angles off of tees and with bunkering to make it much more difficult to simply stand up there and try to overpower the golf course.
Isn't this going to help a golfer like Tiger Woods, who already hits the ball farther than many other golfers do?
The feeling among the players is that Tiger Woods, most of all, but also other long hitters like Phil Mickelson and Davis Love and Ernie Els, will benefit because they can still have a chance to reach some of the par fives in two shots. One of the things these changes will do is it will mean that a short hitter or a relatively short hitter will no longer have a chance to win the Masters. And that's one of the dangers of lengthening your golf course, because you shorten the field in terms of the people who can win.
What else is different at Augusta this year?
Well, for years, Alex, one of the great traditions of the Masters was that if you were a past champion, you could come back and play in perpetuity. And it reached a point, though, in the last couple of years where some of the older players were starting off and not even finishing 36 holes. And so Hootie Johnson, who's the chairman of the club now, who's made all these changes, sent a letter, a very gentle letter, out to Doug Ford, to Billy Casper, all older champions, suggesting that perhaps, although they're still invited back for all the festivities, that they might not want to actually play in the golf tournament this year.
What are your other favorite stories about the Masters you're going to be following this week, John?
Well, I always think it's neat to watch guys getting to play in the Masters for the first time, because it's such a dream for players. And there's a guy named Kevin Sutherland who's become a very good player, but he's been on tour for 10 years. He's 37 years old, and he's been invited to Augusta on several occasions. He's been invited to go see the tournament as a spectator. He's been invited to go play the golf course because he's on the PGA Tour, and he's always said no, because he said he wasn't going to Augusta until he got to play in the Masters. And this year, for the first time, he qualified for the Masters. One other thing to watch: John Daly. John Daly's career, many people thought, was over. He's made a great comeback. He's now in the top 50 in the world. And with these changes to the golf course, this added length, if he has a good week, he could contend and win.
Thanks, John.
Goodbye, Alex.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled.